"Lord Slint," Tyrion called out, "I believe you know Sir Jaslyn Bywater, our new commander of the City Watch." "We have a litter waiting for you, my lord," Sir Jaslyn told Slint. "The docks are dark and distant, and the streets are not safe by night." "Men?" As the girl cloaks ushered out their one-time commander, Tyrion called Sir Jaslyn to his side and handed him a roll of parchment. "It's a long voyage, and Lord Slint will want for company. See that these six join him on the Summer's Dream." Bywater glanced over the names and smiled. "As you will."
"There's one," Tyrion said quietly, "Deem. Tell the captain it would not be taken amiss if that one should happen to be swept overboard before they reach Eastwatch."
"I'm told those northern waters are very stormy, my lord."
Sir Jaslyn bowed and took his leave, his cloak rippling behind him. He trod on Slint's cloth of gold cape on his way. Tyrion sat alone, sipping at what remained of the fine, sweet Dornish wine. Servants came and went, clearing the dishes from the table. He told them to leave the wine. When they were done, Varys came gliding into the hall, wearing flowing lavender robes that matched his smell.
"Oh, sweetly done, my good lord.
Then why do I have this bitter taste in my mouth?"
He pressed his fingers into his temples.
"I told them to throw Allard Deem into the sea. I am sorely tempted to do the same with you.